Only this month, several government agencies announced their public initiatives boosting AI as a mechanism to expand their government capabilities. From the Californian local government publicizing its generative AI initiative, to Hamburg's local government announcing its incorporation to large language model testing. As several UN organs have declared before, the impacts of this evolution in technology make it unavoidable for these institutions to study it. The CERD, as the organ responsible for overseeing the implementation of the Durban Declaration, has a special responsibility in making sure all these advancements develop without deepening the inequalities that racialized minorities and majorities, in the case of Latin America, diverse ethnic groups and migrant people experience. This committee in specific has already highlighted the need to advance discussions regarding the use of these new tools. Specifically, in the General Recommendation number 36 of 2020, the committee oversaw the way in which certain algorithmic decision-making and AI tools are used explicitly by law enforcement officials in relation to the generation of racial profiles that guided the fulfillment of their responsibilities. At that moment, and restricted specifically to what was named as algorithmic profiling by law enforcement, the committee identified the opacity in the production of these analytics and decision-making tools as one of the structural reasons behind their biased implementation by law enforcement groups. Furthermore, in that same line of thought, the committee also identified the precise way in which already biased institutions implement biasedly produced tools as a risk in furthering racist dynamics. While contained to the analysis of racial profiling done by law enforcement institutions and individuals, these two lessons can be extrapolated to other applications and its racist effects. For instance, the National Fair Housing Alliance in the US showed in a 2021 report that the use of AI tools perpetuated housing discrimination in the assessment of potential tenants. Also, a report of the same year made by US organization Upturn found that AI tools incorporated in hiring methods reproduced the same racist biases that traditional procedures have. In these two cases, the advancement of these new technologies has the potential of widening racial disparities instead of combating them. Our experience in Latin America not only highlights the errors in the predictive algorithms built by biased databases, but also the problematic applications that this technology has in its implementation. On the one hand, the Mexican digital human rights organization, R3D, has noted several problems in the implementation of facial recognition algorithms, such as the 2021 case in which the local government of Coahuila, a state in northern Mexico, used video surveillance technology to persecute Black Lives Matter activists. On the other hand, and more representative of the problem at large, we have the case of the local government of Bahia in Brazil, that in 2018 installed a facial recognition system built by informal databases. Since the start of its implementation, more than 1,000 people have been arrested, out of which several have been declared innocent. Note that I say several, quote unquote, since the local government still negates the mistakes done in its adoption and implementation. It is undeniable that the new and revolutionary AI tools open a new window of opportunities. The fact is that its implementation by already biased institutions have worsened racist and discriminatory practices. By providing a supposedly objective, technological and silver-plated facade to the implementation of racist practices, the use of AI tools have hampered economic security and have systematized the profiling of already marginalized groups that have long dealt with systemic discrimination. As the Mexican digital activist Grecia Diaz said, artificial intelligence is not quite what its name describes. It is not artificial, since the human biases are always imprinted on them, and it is not intelligent, since it makes many mistakes. While the possible areas of implementation of AI tools by governmental institutions and companies are infinite, the discussion surrounding its implementation and its effects is still insufficient. There is a need for clearer guidelines, both in the construction and implementation of these different technologies. That's why we're here. Let's gain control over the tools, let's get ahead of the consequences, and let's prevent and combat the racist actions that could derive from them. Thank you all, and especially to Dr. Chanarong Intachomfu, for being here today with us and share with us your thoughts and deepen our reflection on this important topic. But before that, I have the pleasure to introduce Mrs. Eleanor Robb, who is a human rights officer working within the Special Procedures Branch of OHCHR to support the Special Rapporteur on contemporary forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. She has worked at OHCHR for 10 years with experience supporting a range of treaty and charter-based mechanisms, as well as in the field. Mrs. Robb, please, you have the floor.